You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for our look at agricultural weather is Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
Down in the Delta and further south from there, producers are trying to get their corn crops in, and it seems to me the next 10 to 15 days might be critical to that effort. What can you tell us?
Well, I tell you, it's not going to be easy. We're going to go into the last half of March with a very cool weather pattern for most of the lower 48. The exception is the southwest United States. And this includes many areas of the Delta. Not only will it be colder than normal, but there is going to be a high frequency of systems coming through, bringing some good chances of rain in many areas of the lower Delta. So there is not going to be, I think, what folks would like in planting down there, which would be several days of some warmer, drier conditions. In fact, it will be the reverse of that.
And I guess the big bugaboo is moisture is number one, but is also soil temperature. And if you look at soil temperature maps in the Delta in particular, they are running cold.
And they're going to stay that way. There is nothing that's going to warm up. At least, I don't see any significant soil moisture profile warm up down there for probably another 14 days.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the other area, which is somewhat of concern, and that is the Western Corn Belt, which is still in drought, especially in Nebraska. Extreme drought there. In fact, producers are now saying they're going to have to turn on their pivots in order to get the soil wet enough to plant.
Well, first of all, you know, Nebraska in particular, and you know, portions of Kansas, they have received precipitation in the last 6 weeks, actually normal amounts, but it hasn't been enough to put that severe drought, move it off the bar, off that severe drought category. Now, I do have good news. I do think they're in store, Nebraska in particular, to pick up more precipitation here in the next week to 10 days in the form of rain and snow. And I see a pattern that is actually looking favorable for them in the next couple of weeks to see more precipitation chances. Now, it's a relatively small area, but I do think that Kansas, Nebraska, portions of eastern Colorado, portions of western Iowa have got some opportunities for some decent precipitation. However, it's going to be cold, and so it's going to be precipitation that may in many areas be snow.
And is that pattern also in line for Illinois, closer to home here, and the people that listen to our radio station the most? Are we looking at a spring that is setting up as cool and wet?
Yes. Certainly on the cool side of things. I think you're going to find the heaviest precipitation in the southern and southwest and southeast areas of the Corn Belt. The looks like the heaviest precipitation may be just south of our immediate area here, but we should catch these systems as they come on through and get some. But certainly, everything we're seeing for the rest of the month is looking cold and occasionally damp.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.